Track 5, UK and International Comparisons. Through the All Wales Veterans Service, Wales has a specialised priority service for individuals who have served in the armed forces at any time in their lives and who are experiencing mental health difficulties related specifically to their military service. Each local health board has an experienced clinician as a veteran therapist, VT, with an interest or experience of military mental health problems. The VT accepts referrals from healthcare staff, GPs, veteran charities, and self-referrals from ex-service personnel. The network is coordinated via a central point in Cardiff, offering staff support and is the single point of referral for veterans. England has Op Courage, which provides a range of support and treatment, including emergency care and treatment, as well as psychological therapies, and facilitates links with charities and local organisations who can support veterans' wider health and well-being needs, such as housing, relationships, finances, employment, drug and alcohol misuse, and social support. Op Courage includes the Treatment and Liaison Services, TILS, for mild to moderate veteran mental health difficulties, and the High Intensity Service, HIS, for complex needs. These services are coordinated and funded centrally through NHS England. They work in partnership with a range of providers who all agree to work under the governance structure and name of Op Courage. There are no mainstream veteran-specific services and, moreover, within the unique historical, political and social context of Northern Ireland, many veterans are reluctant to reveal their service history due to security concerns. Additional statutory provision of veteran-specific mental health services and welfare support funded by the MOD is limited to services provided by the Ulster Defence Regiment and Royal Irish HS Aftercare Service and is subject to strict eligibility criteria and currently available to veterans of the Ulster Defence Regiment and the Royal Irish Regiment Home Service and those NI-based veterans discharged as wounded, injured and sick. In large part, NI veteran-specific mental health services are delivered by the charitable sector through five key mental health delivery partners. The single organisation which leads on coordinating this delivery and in developing new capacity to deliver services is the NI Veteran Support Office, NIVSO. NIVSO offers a single point of contact for veterans, works closely with the NI Veterans Commissioner, who leads on assurance of services and advocacy on behalf of veterans, and extensively with a host of charitable, community, and voluntary sector delivery organisations, as well as with the statutory sector, and in particular, veterans champions within each of the 11 local authorities, coordinating this activity through its facilitation of the NI Veterans Mental Health Forum and, more widely, the NI Veterans Support Committee. Dedicated veterans' mental health services are offered in a variety of countries worldwide. Footnote 11, Veteran Affairs Canada, 2021, OSI Clinics, Veterans Affairs Canada. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.veterans.gc.ca/eng/health-support/mental-health-and-wellness/assessment-treatment/OSI-clinics. Footnote 12, U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, 2021, Veterans Health Administration, va.gov. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.va.gov/health/. Footnote 13, Department of Veteran Affairs 2020, Australian Government Veteran Mental Health and Wellbeing Strategy and National Action Plan 2020-2023, Department of Veterans Affairs, Brisbane. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.dva.gov.au/sites/default/files/veteran_mh_wb_2020-2023.pdf. Despite the different healthcare context in which these services operate, all have common themes: a focus on the bespoke needs of veterans, support for people to transition from the military, ensuring veterans and family members have access to a multidisciplinary and multi-professional team, enhancing partnership and collaboration between the military, healthcare services, voluntary sector, local government, and veterans and their families. Support for veterans' families.